Good morning, Ellis County, and welcome to the Waxahachie Chamber of Commerce Chamber Chat for August 18th. I am your guest host today, filling in for Julie. My name is Stephanie, and I have here with me Mr. Kyle Vesey.
Good morning.
So before we get started about our topic of discussion today, the Waxahachie Young Professionals, we wanted to talk to you about some things happening at the Chamber. Today is the third Thursday networking. So today, from 12 to 1 at the Chamber, your host, Jay Cruzan of Caliber Voice and Data, and Chelsea Holder of Town Square Title, will be hosting a lunch. So you can get on out and you can network with chamber members. And you can also come and learn about what being a chamber member is and that great community. Also, next Friday, I'm really excited about this, Kyle. 3 p.m., the Pet Supplies Plus grand opening.
Yeah, that's going to be a great asset to the community.
Yes, they technically have like a soft launch right now, but it's going to be a ribbon cutting and I think there's going to be giveaways. So might have to bring the dogs out.
Yeah.
And then also want to tell you, chamber member Home and Construction is hiring. They are currently looking for an admin and accounting coordinator. So if you have that kind of background and you're interested in finding a job right here with a local construction company, you can call 214-941-3841. On Saturday, Lifeology, which is a counseling center in Midlothian, they're having their grand opening 12 to 3 p.m. And DJ Alex will be there.
Nice.
And then there's going to be fun and games and giveaways. So it's a great thing to be happening. And they are a chamber member. And last but not least, you know something about this, the Chamber Golf Tournament. Talk to me about that.
Yeah, so coming up on September 30th, the Chamber of Commerce is having the Gingerbread Classic Golf Tournament at Country View in Lancaster, and we are actively planning everything involved with that right now. We've got all the prizes lined up. We've got teams getting signed up, and just it's going to be a great time.
So are you looking for sponsors and volunteers?
At this time, we actually have filled all of our sponsorship roles.
That's amazing.
Sold every hole. It's going to be a great time.
So now it's just to figure out, you know, who's got the greatest handicap.
Yeah, exactly. And I will not be playing in this tournament. I am going to be in a supervising role this time because nobody wants me on the course.
Wait, but I think I remember the Shotgun Classic. Didn't you do pretty well at that?
So, yes. So, my forte is definitely more shooting sports than it is golf.
There you go. I have no hand-eye coordination, so we don't want me on that course. All right. Well, we are here to talk about the Waxahachie Young Professionals. The Waxahachie Young Professionals is a network of young professionals seeking to develop themselves socially, professionally, and civically. And we are thankful to be nestled under the Waxahachie Chamber of Commerce. And so we wanted to come on today and talk to you about our experiences in the group and as well as see if you're interested in being a part of our organization. So, Kyle, why don't you share, you know, who you are? How did you get attracted to YIP, as we call it? That's our little nickname. And then what are some of the things that you've taken away from being a part of the organization?
So I've been involved with YIP for going on 3 years now, and I really don't remember what initially attracted me. I think just being born and raised in this community and wanting to be involved on a deeper level kind of attracted me to meet and mingle with, you know, other young professionals in the area. So with that, you know, it's been great for me being able to network with people, not even necessarily getting deals or business contacts out of it, but just having people to bounce ideas off of. You know, that are like-minded, like we talked about, you know, being able to share books, podcasts, different things that we're, you know, actively trying to train ourselves with. You know, you're always a student, right? So, being able to read and, share those things with like-minded people is a huge thing. And it's been a great progression to see how much the group has grown, in those 3 years. There's a lot of work still to be done. Mm-hmm. And I'm actively looking towards, you know, building the group and things taking off even more so than they already have. But then I guess just a little bit about me. Like I said, born and raised here in Waxahachie, graduate of Waxahachie High School, class of 2012. Man, that's 10 years.
Man, you're
ago.
A baby.
That's
I graduated in 2005. I'm one of the senior YP members.
Yeah. So that's wild. Yeah. 10 years ago, walked those halls. So, you know, went off to school for a little bit, came back. My parents own, a printing company in downtown Waxahachie, Guardian Tag and Label. So, you know, my parents have been involved in the community, and it was kind of the next step for me was just to further my reach. I currently work for Community National Bank and Trust of Texas as a loan officer here in town. The biggest thing, I mean, it's in our name, right? Community. So,
right.
That's one of my main focuses is what can I do? What can I give back? How can I help further, you know, business reach and help others,
right,
you know, build their reach in town. So,
you know, and that's what we want for all of our businesses that are operating out of Ellis County. Number one, you know, keeping the money in the community,
yeah,
and keeping the heart and helping support one another. You know, something that came to mind as you were sharing is, you know, the whole goal of this organization, which was launched by Councilman Travis Smith and former Chamber President Sandy King, who's now with Waxahachie ISD, the whole goal was to kind of be a leadership development factory, so to speak, right?
Absolutely.
You know, we are very apt to absorb everything we can from those who pave the way, right? And have mentors and be shadowed and then rise up ourselves as leaders and kind of bring people along the way, right?
Right.
We're onboarding the next generation of leaders for this community. So we have a responsibility to do our due diligence to make sure that, you know, every aspect of our community, whether it be, you know, civic or social, but also learning how our city works, you know?
Yeah.
I know that the boards and commissions downtown are looking for, you know, they're looking for the youth to get involved.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the median age in Waxahachie is 35. And so I think there's just so many people that, like you said, we still have to capture and we still have to get them engaged and involved here in this community. So,
yeah. And I think the opportunity for younger people in the community is just expanding, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, with all the new business and all the new opportunities and all the construction. I mean, you just drive down 77.
Yeah.
Drive north of Waxahachie and look at all the building. Look at all the expansion.
Right.
Drive south. Drive towards Midlothian. Drive towards Ennis.
Yeah.
Know, Ellis County as a whole is growing. And
mm-hmm.
it's such a great thing to see that, you know, being from here, right? So you get to see how far things have come and how awesome it is that we're flourishing.
Right.
I mean, what a blessing, right? I mean, I know everybody complains about the 77 traffic, and I usually take the back roads that I used to ride down in high school to try to get around everything, and I still do that. But it's nice. It's
yeah.
a good problem to have. I mean, it really is.
You know, another thing that's so heartwarming, you know, the fact that being, you know, you're involved with the Miracle League as well, and so being president of the Miracle League, you know, having fellow young professionals out there on the field with our athletes and, you know, just the things we've been able to do together, it's just so heartwarming. And honestly, some of my best friends have now come from young professionals.
Right.
Right. People I literally met at a young professionals meeting, and I just, they're family now.
Yeah.
You know, I couldn't imagine life without them. And so it's, and then we both have young girls, you know?
Yeah.
And so as we think about it, like they get learned behavior, right? They
mm-hmm.
see what we are modeling, what we want to see from them. So
yeah.
it literally just trickles down the line. So I'm super proud of our group, and thank you so much for the contribution you make. And so tonight we actually have our meeting. Now it is a member meeting, but we do invite like general people to come out and come see what we're about and learn what's going on. So that is tonight, 6 to 7 p.m. at the Chamber of Commerce. And we do have some opportunities to serve in leadership roles coming up. And you're like, well, I haven't been around the group. I don't know. Well, this is an opportunity for you, you know, to serve on a committee as a committee member or a chair. If you have, you know, maybe you're an events person and you've done, you know, wedding planning or whatever it is. Well, we put on an annual event, which you were part of, the
yeah.
40 Under 40 Young Professionals Awards. So that is tonight, 6 to 7 p.m. So don't be shy. Come on out. We'd love to have you. And then in September, we will have our networking hour, which will be on September 15th, 6 to 7 at Prime West Mortgage. And then in October, we will have our coffee, and then we will have our meeting. So what we do is we get together for our official, you know, meeting with minutes, you know, the things that
yeah.
nonprofit law requires.
Absolutely.
And then we get together for coffee and conversations and collaboration, really. I love that we sit around and we talk about the highs, the lows, what each other needs from one another. And then, of course, we do have our networking evening as well. So it's a lot of fun. And, you know, we are looking for more opportunities. So I know that, for example, Liz Smith, who's one of our members, she's over Buffalo Creek. Yeah. And when we were together for the coffee, she was sharing, you know, opportunities for us to come out and volunteer at the assisted living center. And I look forward to that, you know, and having you back on the field, Coach Kyle, for Miracle League, and just all the ways we can support one another. And it really is a lead referral generator as well for business too.
And whether that be in business or just be in community events, right? I mean, like you're saying, both of us being involved in Miracle League and having your hands in so many things and being involved is so rewarding. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's such a, like I always say, it's a nice thing to hang your hat on, right? Because it just, whether it be selfish or not, like you're giving back and you're doing something that is benefiting those around you. And so the opportunities, and like Steph said, I really encourage you to not be shy. If it's something you're in, you know, interested in at on any level, just come to a meeting. Just reach out to one of us. Hit us up on Facebook, or you know, grab our number from somebody you know that knows us.
Or you know, and if you're already a chamber member and you work for an organization that's a chamber member, reach out to Shanna Dunn, our membership coordinator. She is wonderful about getting, you know, the young professionals engaged in our group. And so maybe talk to your boss. Hey, can I reach out to the chamber? I heard about the young professionals group on KBEC, and I'd really like to represent our company and our community. So there's a reason Hatchy Heart is the slogan, you know, like, so, well, this has been so much fun. Thank you so much, Kyle, for joining me.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
And I'll see you tonight at our meeting, 6 to 7 p.m. at the Waxahachie Chamber of Commerce. And as always, thank you to KBEC for having us right here on Chamber Chat.